particles do have some volume. Those van der Waals forces, which are the intermolecular attractive forces, can be decomposed into the dipole-dipole forces, this is class 1, which exists between polar molecules, and the boiling point of organic compounds will increase with the value of the dipole moment. Now the dipole moment is given this symbol here, so it's an arrow with a crosshatch through it, and its symbol is mu, Greek M. Now the magnitude of this dipole moment then indicates how polar the molecule is. So 1 and it's a moderately polar molecule, 1.5 it's a more polar molecule, etc. The sign is indicating what would happen to a test positive charge when it was brought near to the molecule. So we're saying with hydrochloric acid then, the polarity is written, it's negative at this end on the chlorine, it's positive at this end on the hydrogen. So we bring our point positive test charge up, and the way that particle goes, it goes from this end to that end. So it will go away from the positive towards the negative. Now hydrogen bonds are really a special sort of dipole-dipole force. They're a very strong dipole force. They exist between molecules containing an HF, an HN, or an OH bond, and either another molecule containing oxygen, nitrogen, or fluorine, or even inside the same molecule. Now the reason for water dissolving so many substances is primarily because of its hydrogen bonding ability. So in the little insert here, we can see the hydrogen to the O, that's our hydrogen-oxygen covalent bond. Over here, another particle has got an oxygen with a lone pair of electrons, so it's negative here, it's positive on the hydrogen, and this dot 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 through space is the hydrogen bond. So relative to a covalent bond, this is a weak bond indeed, but relative to the next class of bond,